Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
A 14-year-old is facing a murder charge in New Jersey's largest city. Authorities say he killed Newark police officer Joseph Escana in a Friday night shooting. Mayor Roz Baraka said,
"We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers."
Five people are in custody. Another officer was shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. At least 20 people died in overnight Russian strikes across Ukraine, following the U.S. cutting off Ukraine's access to commercial satellite data, as the White House urges Ukraine to accept a peace agreement. After a week of uncertainty over President Trump's proposed trade war, he added more uncertainty Friday, threatened to impose tariffs on Canadian dairy and lumber, saying it's retaliation for Canadian policies. This is ABC News. An alleged trio of spies from the U.S. military are facing espionage charges, says ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The FBI claims an active-duty Army soldier, Jin Zhao, along with another active-duty soldier at a military base in Washington State, of engaging in a conspiracy to profit from selling secrets to the People's Republic of China. The FBI suspects the men and an Army veteran pilfered an encrypted military computer, 20 hard drives, some classified as secret and top secret, and shared details about U.S. armored vehicles and a sophisticated long-range missile system known as HIMARS, now being used in Ukraine.
The nation's largest military installation is, once again, Fort Bragg. The formal recommissioning held yesterday after the name was changed to Fort Liberty in 2023. Originally named in honor of Confederate General Braxton Bragg, the Pentagon now says the North Carolina Fort honors Private Roland Bragg, a Silver Star recipient. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for sunny skies to continue through this afternoon, a mild and breezy afternoon with highs reaching around 50 degrees. Staying mostly clear tonight with the lows dropping to around 27. On Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, a spring-like day with strong breezes at times in the afternoon, highs reaching around 59. Mostly clear on Sunday night, lows around 30. And for Monday, mainly sunny and April-like, breezy in the afternoon with highs reaching around 66 degrees. Again in Richland Center, it's currently a sunny 46 degrees after our morning's low of 17.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Today is Saturday, March 8th. Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that daylight saving time begins tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock. When daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we will gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning tomorrow. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, but many change their clocks before going bed tonight. So you don't forget, you may wish to set your clocks 1 hour ahead tonight. Daylight saving time will run through Sunday, November 2nd. With the beginning of daylight saving time, everyone is encouraged to use this opportunity to conduct safety checks around your home and to review emergency plans. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced she successfully pushed President Trump's United States Department of Agriculture to restart payments already committed to Dairy Business Innovation Initiative recipients with no strings attached. Last week, Baldwin demanded the Trump administration release the funding that was approved by Congress on a bipartisan basis, signed into law, and already awarded to farmers, but had been halted at the direction of the Trump administration, taking $6.5 million from 88 dairy businesses, including 30 businesses in Wisconsin. Baldwin followed up on last week's demand with a phone call Friday morning to the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. On the call, Rollins confirmed that the funding would be released immediately. DBI grants help dairy businesses diversify their products, market their products, and grow their businesses. In addition to the 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest waiting on a collective $6.5 million in reimbursements for funds appropriated in fiscal year 2023, the Wisconsin Initiative was told they may not receive funding they were guaranteed for fiscal year 2024, despite having already expended nearly $500,000. Across the four Baldwin-championed DBI centers, 420 dairy businesses were affected by the decision to pause reimbursement, with over $28 million expected. New data published shows high school graduation rates in the state are at an all-time high. For the 2023 through 2024 school year, 91.1% of Wisconsin high school students graduated on time, marking the highest rate since the four-year adjusted cohort was introduced in 2009. The data is part of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's annual certified data release, with the department's WISE-Dash public portal also being updated with certified enrollment figures for 2024 through 2025, along with 2023 through 2024 attendance rates and more. In 2023, the DPI partnered with Graduation Alliance, using federal funding to re-engage chronically absent and academically at-risk students. The Engage Wisconsin program has seen continued success. Data release shows chronic absenteeism rates fell to 17.7% from the 2023-2024 school year, while attendance rates climbed to 92.4%, marking the lowest and highest levels, respectively, since the 2020-2021 school year. WRCO News Time is currently 12:11.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingerman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Businesses find different ways to interact with customers and encourage them to buy products they are selling. But sometimes the company reaching out to customers is not who they say they are. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Companies sometimes contact customers to pitch their products at a reduced price, and you're usually an active customer for them to do that, and they will offer you additional benefits. But these pitches are also used by scammers who are impersonating real companies, and consumers might get a call, a text, or email offering to lower their bill or upgrade their current services at reduced rates. And we've certainly had one circulating in our state pretty heavily recently. They want to say, in order for you to receive this discounted rate, consumers could be asked for information like an account number, your PIN number, and payment information. And then once that scammer gets that information, what can happen is they can contact the real company, impersonate you, and then try and steal even more of your data or make fraudulent purchases in your name and reroute the services from the consumer paying for them to the scammer, the account takeover situation.
There is a business imposter who claims to be a service provider that many individuals use.
We've had a recent imposter of Spectrum circulating in our state. It's been across the country, actually, that it's been reported, and scammers are impersonating Spectrum, making claims with consumers that they need to provide private information over the phone. This is also by text and by email, and that they need to pay money, and usually they're saying cryptocurrency, gift cards, or a banking app, and that they have to reship a package from Spectrum mistakenly delivered to them. So use a shipping label that they're going to provide. So there's lots of different twists to this, and Spectrum does have information on their website about these scammers that are out there impersonating them.
If anyone receives suspicious calls from Spectrum or any company, it is best to contact them yourself to verify if it is them before giving them any personal information or money. Michelle Reinen says that another scammer that contacts consumers around this time of year is someone claiming to be from the publisher's clearinghouse.
This is a company that holds sweepstakes. We know that. It's often impersonated by scammers. And so those scammers can claim that a consumer has won a prize, but to receive the winnings, you have to send them money, and that you also send Publishers Clearinghouse back a small percentage of the deposited winnings after cashing the prize check. But later, any check you've received from them is going to bounce, and really you've sent your own money, because that's just part of a fake check scam that the scammer is putting in place. And then there's the version where, in order to get your prize, they want your bank account information so they can do a direct deposit, but you're handing that over to the scammer as well. Just know that the legitimate Publishers Clearinghouse is never going to demand any form of payment or personal private information in exchange for one of their prizes. And your winnings will come out of your taxes and fees will come out of your winnings, out of your prize, not that you need to pay them up front. And of course, if you've never entered, you're not going to be winning. So just hang up on that when you receive that contact.
If you have been contacted by or been scammed by a business imposter, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. UW Health has been named the best hospital in Wisconsin. Newsweek released its annual Best Hospitals in the World rankings, putting UW Health at the top statewide and 27th in the nation. The publication named Mayo Clinic the top hospital in the world. While it's headquartered in Rochester, Minnesota, it also has locations in western Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today is Saturday, March 8th. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain, died on Monday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post, number 398, and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors of Jerry Legal include four sons, Glenn and Sandy of Madison, Walter and Pamela of Spring Green, William and Barb of Madison, and Robert and Jennifer of Rock Springs, along with 9 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, 3 sisters, Carol Meixelsberger, Mary Jane and Leo Hull, and Liz Torgerson. Sister-in-law, Yvonne Legal, along with nephews, nieces, other relatives, and friends. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died on Monday. A celebration of life will be held on Tuesday at 11:30 at the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Monday from 4 until 7 o'clock. Friends may also call at the church on Tuesday from 11 until the time of the service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rod Powell is survived by his wife, Nancy, 4 children, Marie and Willie McCormick of Sandusky, Renee and Tyler Darpell of Highland Heights, Kentucky, Joseph and Danielle Powell of Sandusky, and Jeremy and Miranda Powell of Laval. 2 stepchildren, Chad and Jen Thompson of Florida, and Corey and Lindsay Thompson of Wausau. Along with 17 grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Doug and Karen Powell of Waniwok, Cheryl and Steve Husker of Reedsburg, Susan and John Husker of Watertown, and Christina Powell of Viola, as well as many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 10 till the time of the service at noon. Larry Winger is survived by his wife, Carol, 3 children, John, Annette, and Jason and Aubrey, along with 7 grandchildren, sisters and brothers, Jim and Lou Winger, Kenneth and Carol Winger, Otis and Mitzi Winger, Betty Cornell and Jean Romansky, Jerry and Janice Winger, Chuck Winger, Davy and Christy Winger, and Tina and Daryl Petznick, along with many other relatives and friends. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly on February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, March 15th, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in the Resting Green Cemetery in Ironton. Friends may call the church on Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by 3 children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael and Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval, along with 2 grandchildren, Sister Barbara Clark of Arizona, along with nieces, nephews, and a numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died on Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John's the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials in David's name may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Proud Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife, Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centeno of Virginia, along with six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Karen Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids, and Linda and Ken Oselberger of Heartland, brother-in-law Thomas Schlack of Heartland, sister-in-law Ula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, April 12th at 2 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of the service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations in Gary's name may be made to Grace. Gary Martinick is survived by his wife, Marie Wiegand Martinick, along with four children, Crystal Ledbury of Richland Center, Kelly and David Stibbe of Richland Center, and Brett and Katie Martinick of Wallace, North Carolina. Stepdaughter Bridget and Todd Stivers of Pine Mountain, Georgia, along with 14 grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, his former wife, Christina Crine, along with three siblings, Stephen and Betsy Martinick of Spring Hill, Tennessee, Douglas, Gus, and Stacy Martinick of Richland Center, and Karen Galsrud of Wallace, North Carolina, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center. Mardell Brown Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died on Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Proud Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements. Survivors of Martha Gillingham include her mother, Verna Mary Gillingham of Richland Center, three brothers, Terry Gillingham of Portland, Oregon, Ed Gillingham of Hillsboro, and David Gillingham and Eileen Stevens of Richland Center. Mardell Brown, Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A good Saturday afternoon to you. Many people, not all, but many have spring fever, and I'm happy to report that if you're looking forward to warmer temperatures, well, there are some warmer temperatures on the way. In fact, toward the end of this next work week, it is possible, especially if we get enough sunshine and push of warmer air, that some spots could touch 70 degrees. So, of course, we'll see how that pans out. Though warmth off and on the way for the rest of the month of March, and some periods of cool weather, very typical for this time of year. And of course, in the near term, daylight saving time begins tonight. So before you head to bed, turn ahead those clocks 1 hour. It'll be a darker start to the day, but then of course we will see more daylight later in the day with that adjustment. Here's your forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny, a mild and breezy afternoon with highs around 50 degrees, wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour from the west-southwest. Tonight, the sky mostly clear, a low around 27 degrees, and then sunny to start on Sunday. A few more clouds as we progress through the day tomorrow. Highs close to 60 degrees with a west wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear, a low around 30. And Monday, mainly sunny, feeling like April with highs around 66 and a southwest wind gusting up to about 25 miles per hour. Monday night and Tuesday, a cold front will blow through the upper Midwest and it will be cooler in the wake of the front. I expect a dry passage though. It doesn't look like any precipitation at this time for Tuesday. A mix of clouds and sun, highs around 48 degrees. That'll be about 15 to 20 degrees cooler compared to Monday. And then Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy with highs around 52. A chance of some sprinkles or flurries or a little bit of drizzle. Doesn't look like anything big. Thursday, a high close to 60, trending mostly sunny. And then Friday, that's the day we could push 70. It'll be ahead of a developing system that indications are we could see some rain showers later in the day Friday night, maybe a couple of thunderstorms, and then in the wake, possibly a rain to rain snow mix as it winds down. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center. Wind speed averaging about 14 to 15 miles per hour out of the northeast. Relative humidity of 44% and a barometer reading of 30.08. Our morning's low was 17 degrees. Our high so far is our current temperature of 47. Yesterday's high reached 42 and we received about 0.04 of an inch of snow. We had a record high in 2000 of 72 degrees, record low in 1967 of 8 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 45 with a low of 38. The sun will set today at 5:59 and rise tomorrow at 7:25. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a sunny 47 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. Great to have you along on this edition of Saturdays with Simo. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully you're having a great Saturday thus far as we begin our retro Saturdays. Here's a little bit of Blondie, some Debbie Harry with One Way or Another.
On a porch passers-by, and pigeons fly, and papers lie, waiting to blow away. Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I knew, there was milk and toast and honey, and a bowl of oranges too, and the sun poured in like butterscotch, and stuck to all my senses. Oh, won't you stay, we'll put on the day, and we'll talk in present tenses. When the curtain closes and the rainbow runs away, I will bring you incense owls by night, by candlelight, by jewel light, if only you will stay.
Joni Mitchell with her own Chelsea Morning. Man, what a great recording. What a great tune. She is such a gift. Speaking of gifts, this is a tune released as a single in 1967, written by Bob Convy. This is Aretha Franklin and Chain of Fools.
Chain, chain, chain,
chain, chain, chain.
It's time to take our first commercial break, so I want to thank the sponsors of today's program, Saturdays with Simul. Thanks very much to Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, and Mastodon Records. Thank you very much to the sponsors of this program. So we will break and hear from them, and upon our return, we've got a little bit of Mahalia Jackson with Come On, Children, Let's Sing.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on Careers.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams and Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Do you believe in the magic of transformation? This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Imagine your elderly parent getting energized and becoming more active with attention and nurturing. At Harvest Guest Home, our residents get all the tender loving care they need to develop the will to get stronger. Our residents socialize with people their own age. They trust their caregivers who've been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. They develop a healthy and positive mental attitude. Their families call the surprising change a transformation, a blossoming of the elderly. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
Our Retro Saturday sounds great no matter how you listen to WRCO-FM 100.9. Listen on air, online, or download the free Civic Media app and join us anytime.
Hallelujah.
Come on, children, let's sing the goodness of the Lord.
My Lord.
Come on, children, let's shout.
Jackson with Come On Children, Let's Sing. Welcome back. Here's a little bit of Connie Francis, Many Tears Ago.
Many tears ago,
myself. I know it's a too late for a brand new start, for I've cried you out of my heart. I should have listened when they told me so, many, many years ago. I laughed out loud when they told me that you had someone else, but your cheating heart has shown me that I was only fooling myself.
As a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days. And
I think it's